I guess this Setting the Bar story is under the category of you had one job.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. If you can manage to make it through the day without proofreading your public-facing display, then you're doing okay.
Aww.
To be fair, this happened in Canada, and part of it was in English, part of it was in French.
Okay.
So it was the French typo on this poster in Quebec.
But even if we don't speak French, we're going to understand.
Yeah. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to praise the benefits of public squares, right? Mm-hmm. And all the fun public squares in the city of Ottawa and everything. There's this little initiative that the city of Ottawa was trying to, and they're erecting all these little signs all over the place.
Uh-huh.
However, they forgot an L.
Oh.
And that only makes a difference because now instead of them waxing poetic about the fabulous public squares, it's pubic squares.
Oh, that's different.
It's different.
That's different.
It's different.
That's different.
Spokesperson said this is an unintentional translation error that made its way into production. As soon as we became aware of it, we took steps to have it corrected.
Okay.
Not before the public saw it and not before people snapped Instagrams and all that fun stuff. So,
okay.
What is a pubic square?
Not sure.
Not sure either.
Maybe it's the don't touch me there. That
region?
Is my no square. Maybe it's that.
Yes.
Maybe it's that.
Maybe that's what doctors need pediatricians. There's like, this is your pubic square. This is
known as a no square.
This is yours and yours alone.
Yes. No, don't touch me there. This is my no square.
There it is.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably what it is. Yeah.
It's probably that.
Different meaning. Again, different meaning. That's why this is the Setting the Bar story.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.